I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Still blue sky, 92 degrees.
And a slow go. Emergency traffic westbound I-80. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
The Salt Lake mayoral primary.
The field of eight Salt Lake City mayoral candidates will get whittled down tonight. The polls close at 8 o'clock. There are only two spots on the November ballot, but we might not know who makes it past this primary election round right away. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live. He's in the KSL 24-hour news center now. Paul, what's the holdup?
Well, Jeff, a lot of candidates, not a lot of votes, though. The Salt Lake County clerk says the vast majority of people are voting by mail for the mayor's race. So releasing the results they have really shouldn't take long. They expect one update right after 8 o'clock and maybe another update at 10. But with a crowded field like this one, Clerk Sherry Swenson says the race could be extremely tight between second and third place, and that could delay when we learn who goes to the general election.
It can come down to the wire. I mean, we see close races in these municipal primaries. I've seen recounts where there's a separation of 2 and 3 votes.
Swenson says there's a 40% turnout for the mayor's race 4 years ago. However, we might not reach that this year. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The deadline to vote is about 90 minutes away. You have to vote in person. You can drop off your mail-in ballot. It's too late to mail it in. Helen Harris from South Salt Lake stopped by the county clerk's office this morning.
I procrastinated on it. Didn't realize today was the day, and I vote every election.
Well, today is the day, and we'll have coverage deep into the evening right here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 6:32. More election coverage now. Here's Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, an update now on a story we brought you on Utah's Morning News. One candidate for Draper City Council is disqualified for being 1 minute late in filing campaign finance papers. Hubert Haas says, despite the city initially sending out wrong information, he should have known better. When he was told that he would not qualify, he told Dave and Dujanovic he was devastated.
But to me, when I was, you know, when I heard that 501, you know, I mean, I couldn't move myself at all. You know, I was shocked and I was, motionless.
City officials also say Hutt did not have all the needed documents. Hutt says he will decide if he will sue the city after consulting with supporters and advisors, hopefully by the end of the day. KSL's top national stories this hour. Federal prosecutors say a man with a long history of gun convictions is now charged with illegal possession of a firearm after allegedly firing shots at a VA hospital in Chicago. ABC's Ryan Burrow has more.
According to the federal complaint, 40-year-old Bernard Harvey Jr. of Indianapolis, a convicted felon, was in illegal possession of a stolen weapon from Indiana when he fired a Ruger PC carbine 9mm caliber rifle outside of the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center, eventually entering the hospital. Law enforcement finding 6 casings outside of the hospital, 1 inside. When police encountered him inside of the building, they say he had the butt of the gun in the air and the muzzle pointed to the ground. No one was hurt. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Disciplinary action follows the death of Jeffrey Epstein. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more on that story.
Two staff members of MCC Manhattan assigned to the special housing unit where Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide early Saturday have now been placed on administrative leave. The warden has been reassigned and the Justice Department named a new acting warden. The disciplinary measures come 3 days after Epstein used a bedsheet, we're now told, to hang himself inside his cell.
Other national stories we are following. The investigation is underway in Riverside, California, after a police officer was shot and killed by a suspect during a traffic stop.
Right now, police are doing what's called an urgent trace on the gun 49-year-old Aaron Luther had, trying to figure out how the felon got the gun. Police say California Highway Patrol officer Andre Moy had pulled over Luther. He was going to impound Luther's truck and was doing paperwork when Luther reached into his truck and pulled out a rifle. There was a gun battle. Officer Moy went down. More officers responded and were hit by bullets. Eventually, Luther was killed.
That is ABC's Alex Stone reporting. President Trump took some time away from his vacation this week to make a stop at a Shell plant in Pennsylvania outside of Pittsburgh. Once again, the president praised traditional energy production and went after wind-generated energy.
Unlike those big windmills that destroy everybody's property values, kill all the birds, someday the environmentalists are going to tell us what's going on with that. And then all of a sudden it stops. The wind and the televisions go off.
Pennsylvania has the most natural gas sites in the country. State conservation officers have caught and killed the bear that attacked a camper last week near Moab. Faith Jolly with Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says they are confident that they have the right bear.
And it, you know, matched the size, the color, the tracks of the bear involved in the incident, as well as some photos that were taken of a bear in that same area earlier in the week.
A 13-year-old boy was bitten on the face last week as he was sleeping at the Dewey Bridge campground. The bear was caught within a mile of that campground. KSL News Time, 635.
A check on traffic and the trouble spots. Ricky Meese, still emergency?
Still emergency due to delays westbound on I-80, 7200 west to Lake Point. And a new problem if you're driving southbound I-15 going from Midvale into Sandy, a crash blocking the HOV lane prior to the 90th South exit. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. Coming up, Burger King's Impossible Whopper. The vegan burger. Is it as good as the hype? My Minute's up next. Stay here.